Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chad Mize. I'm a multimedia designer and artist living in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And how many years have you been in St. Pete?
I've been in St. Pete since 2003, so 17 years. I moved here from Boston.
What kind of organizations are you involved with?
For the last 6 years, I've been involved in the Shine Mural Festival on the committee, and I also helped to start the St. Pete Shuffle in 2005.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Well, I've been self-employed for almost 20 years, and having my own business, you know, you have to work hard. So I get excited in the morning for new projects, helping other artists, creating large-scale murals, and walking my dog Cookie around our neighborhood every morning.
Why St. Pete?
I just like the vibe of St. Pete. You know, I grew up south of here in Bradenton, and we used to come up to St. Pete to go to the Dolly Museum and to Janus, and I just always liked the vibe of it.
What is one habit that you keep?
One habit I keep is creating something new every day, be it a drawing, a photo, a painting, a doodle, or a political cartoon.
And who are some people that influence you?
A lot of the artists I represent at the gallery influence and inspire me, and someone famous would be Keith Haring. He was a big influence on me. I like the idea that art can be accessible, and I went to his pop shop in Soho as a kid, and it inspired me to open up my own space and sell my work. And my dad, who passed on 8 years ago, was also a big inspiration. He was a people person and hard worker, and no one was a stranger to him. And I feel like I get a lot of those traits from him.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
My mantra is make time. So I spent one full year saying yes to everything, interviews, extra projects, my gallery, donations to charities, causes, and that 1 year helped push my career to where it is today.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That I could move on. I had built a previous brand, Blue Lucy, with an ex-partner that I had to redo it all once we split up. It took time and perseverance, but I did it. And I realized that working alone was something that I could do and enjoy. I had always relied on a duo prior.
What is next for you?
More murals, more exhibits at Mize, doing more solo and curated exhibits in 2021, and helping promote and support my partner's new venture next door, which was Uptown Eats.